T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off. We've got Paul Selich in studio, collegeassistanceplus.com. Collegeassistanceplus.com. We're talking about colleges. We're talking about scholarships. We're talking about student loan debt. We're talking about the scandal. But we're also talking about trade schools and community colleges and alternatives to four-year programs. And the one of the thing, and we're taking your calls, by the way, your horror stories, anything you want to ask Paul, anything you want to share with us at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We talked a little bit about this career placement program that you guys offer and how in the old days, high schools used to always have a career college prep, something to get them ready for the next level. But when it comes to career placement, one of the things that you guys do at collegeassistanceplus.com is that you focus on making sure that the job you're going to, your goal to achieve a job in a field is actually going to pay you what you're taking loans out on.
Exactly.
So you don't end up owing $250,000 with a 30,000-year gig.
Exactly, Dave. Well, what I do when I speak around the Northeast, I say, this is not demeaning to colleges, but I visit a lot of schools. And whenever I go into a college, I go to the career placement office and see who's working there. And it's usually the kids who graduated the year before. That means they couldn't find a job. So it's like the blind leading the blind. We don't like that. We don't want to depend on, some colleges don't have that, like an RIT is really, really good at placing their students. But one of the things we suggest to any of our parents and students before they make a final decision on college, go to the school, talk to the head of the department that your son or daughter is going to major in, and say, with great specifics, tell me what you did to help last year's students get jobs. And drill down on that. Because if they can't answer that, then I question whether it's worth that kind of investment.
It's a huge investment. We're hearing some of these numbers on these student loans.
Yeah.
And you absolutely put yourself in a 25-year hole just trying to pay it back.
We have parents in their 50s, late 50s, early 60s still paying back student loans for their children.
That's just unbelievable. Let's go to the phones, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Paul joins us, co-founder of College Assistance Plus. Your questions for him or anything you want to share. Jim in West Seneca, you're up next. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. I wanted to basically give a word of encouragement to Paul, and if you'll indulge me, I was a mediocre student in the mid-90s, and typical parents that thought, we got to get them to college. I met with I don't know if you would call it a career counselor, but I did one of those assessments, and it turns out maybe I was a guy that should, weld a stick, do plumbing, work outside, get into forestry. Well, fast forward, and I'm telling this story to kind of illustrate what your guest speaker, Paul, is talking about. This is 20 years later now. So, Paul, this is the guy that you have in your office who's 17. This is him talking to you in 20 years later. I make currently $71,000 a year. I drive a truck for a living. I could make more, but I back off the overtime because, I don't really need the money. I have a wonderful house in the suburbs, great benefits, and I take vacations twice a year. I also have zero student loan debt, all because someone, as you stated earlier, you said something that really stood out. You was bullish on the trades. And they sat me down and said, listen, kid, college isn't for you. And that's where my life is today. Happily married, great kids. And last year I did 71 grand driving a truck.
Well, Jim, I that is so profound and also so meaningful. I have a brother who's got a PhD from Syracuse, and he's the head of the marketing department at Indiana State University. And he shares with me, now this is the marketing department, he shares with me that probably 30% of the people in his classes should not be there. They really aren't motivated. And, course, I made my living in sales, and Dave's laughing, but the difference between sales and marketing is dramatic. People, we say people that can't sell go into marketing. You know, sell. When I'm talking about selling, I'm talking about a commissioned salesperson. But Jim, thanks for sharing that. I hope people are paying attention.
Yeah, you look at a guy like Jim, and you think, you know, when we were roughly the same age in the 90s, the military, truck driving, any sort of skill, that was looked at like, well, you're not ready. Right, there's something wrong with you, that you're not achieving all that you can be. I don't know about you, but I'm looking at the folks getting out of college. That's a dream right now. If you could tell someone that you could work in your field for as much money as Jim, who has the ability to spend his time the way he wants to. He's not beholden to anyone. He's not paying off a bank. He's not working to pay off.
Just to Jim's point and your point, Dave, we had a young lady, you know, we help families or students and families with loans. We had a young lady call us up. She was a graduate of Ithaca College. She had $97,000 in student loans, and she was an opera major, and she was working as a waitress. And you know, to me, that's criminal. And the story that the gentleman called in earlier about his wife in social work of some sort, you know, you have to me, and I'm not knocking colleges because that's my business, but the colleges are complicit in this. You know, you can't let people do that. I think colleges should be under the gun and have to justify to a third party or maybe the parents and family, this is how much your son or daughter is going to borrow. And by the way, they're only going to make 25 or 30 grand.
I believe, and I'm not a fan of reflexive laws, but I think that there should be a federal law that states that every college, when you go to become a major, they tell you what the median salary is of that job, absolutely, how many graduates from their college and what they make on average. Yeah. But with a credit card, they're legally mandated to tell you if you pay the minimum, it'll take you 27 years.
Well, Dave, let me speak to that, because most families are eligible for something called the Parent Plus Loan, PLUS. That's Parent Loan for Undergraduate Studies. If you're breathing, you can get a Parent Plus Loan. As long as you have a 550 or better credit score, you can get a Parent Plus Loan. Now, you know, we're a truth in lending state. You know what I mean, right? If you go buy a car or, you know, take any kind of a liability, you read an 8-page statement in fine print. The government takes a 4% finder's fee on a Parent Plus loan. So if you take a Parent Plus loan for $40,000, the government takes $1,600 right off the top. And you have to look through about 4 pages of fine print to have that disclosed. To me, that's criminal.
Yeah, well, took some calls on the on that plus loan as well. I've heard some horror stories on that. 803-0930, *930. You want to talk to Paul from collegeassistanceplus.com. He's a co-founder, been doing it for 15 years. Just incredible insight here on what you have to navigate as a parent, as a student, and what your options are. There's other things other than four-year degrees out there. Chris, you're on with Paul from College Assistance Plus. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. Yes, I have a question. I have a son who's gone back to school. He's in a trades program at ECC, and there's been some talk around, he says, of a tuition forgiveness program within New York State for trades and skills degrees. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't heard tuition forgiveness. There's some scholarships available, but they're fairly minimal, you know, like $1,500. Uh-huh. But it, depending, just let me explain the way the Excelsior scholarship works, which, Chris, you may qualify for. If your family has an adjusted gross income of $125,000 a year or less, your son is eligible for tuition free at a community college or a SUNY school. So that means he gets a scholarship each year of $7,940. So that pretty much plays for ECC. So if you haven't taken advantage of that, I would urge you to do so. And if you want to take my number down and give me a call next week, I'll be glad to walk you through how to do that. It's fairly easy.
And what is your number?
It's 585-582-1846.
Okay. Now, he's almost finished with his program.
He's in a second year?
Yes.
It's a shame that you didn't take advantage of that. That's we really recommend that. You know, I'm a very conservative person, and I'm not a big fan of New York State politics. But I can tell you, the only good thing I think that the New York State government has done is this Excelsior Scholarship. It's phenomenal, and it's a shame that most people aren't aware of it and take advantage of it. And that's what I was referring to earlier when I said the guidance counselors are good people, but they don't care what you pay for college. They only care about where your son or daughter goes.
And they really have no incentive to do that.
No.
And the other thing is that, no offense to guidance counselors, I don't really want to give them my social and my tax information.
Well, and they're very busy too, Dave. You know, right. I mean, think about, you know, Batavia. What do you have, 200 kids? I mean,
right.
They can only devote so much. And the other thing, and this is, you know, I've been doing this 15 years, so trust me, every school does this. They bring in colleges to talk to the parents about how to pay for college. That's like me going to a car dealer and saying, teach me how to buy a car.
Right.
I mean, I think that, and they talk about, colleges talk euphemistically in terms of financial aid.
Right.
Well, they call loans financial aid. I mean, nobody calls your mortgage financial aid, but colleges have spun that story. So people say, oh, I got a great financial aid deal. In fact, my next door neighbor is a doctor, and he and I are good friends, and his son's going to a college. And I told him what it was going to cost before the son went. And my neighbor said to me, oh, Paul, you really blew that number. I said, well, let me see the financial aid award. He was counting the loans as financial aid. I said to him, you got to pay those back. That's not financial aid. So he was misinterpreting the entire financial aid award. And I guarantee you, a lot of people do that.
Oh, well, thank you for that information, Paul. And your number is 585-582-1846. 1846.
Chris, please call me. I'd love to chat with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And anyone else, it's collegeassistanceplus.com. You can go on there and write an email or find out the numbers, whatever you need to do to contact Paul. Find out about, I mean, there's so much information that we're finding out here. Chris, thanks for calling in. We are going to take your calls for the next hour on colleges, your horror story. Share with us your loan situation. Maybe you met someone that put you into career placement. You know, how many people think they know what they want to do? They find out year three, they find a passion, they meet a professor that inspires them, and all of a sudden they're like, I'm 3 years into this. I've put in a ton of money. All right, we're back. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Phil. Hurricane Phil. We're going to take some calls here in a second. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Hey, let me talk to you, Paul, from collegeassistanceplus.com. Graduate school, right? If you know that you are going to be a lawyer,
I pray for those people.
Right. If you know that you want to go to a you need postgraduate hours. What is the point in dropping $55,000 a year to go to a 4-year degree?
Well, let me give you a story, which is a true story. So this is a family from Lyons, New York, you know, halfway between Rochester and Syracuse. They actually live near Jim Boeheim's old homestead. So their son went to a small high school, Lyons, New York, 60 people in the graduating class. Now, this young man was a pretty good student, but if he went to Hamburg, he would have been number 150. He would not have been number one. But because he was number one in his class, he went to George Washington University with a $22,000 a year scholarship. Remember this. If the audience doesn't remember anything else I say today, please remember this. Colleges and graduate schools can only measure you against who you compete against. So if Dave went to a high school with 500 kids in the graduating class, he's got a much bigger mountain to climb than I do with 50 kids in my graduating class. But they can only measure you against your peers. So let me bring that to colleges. So if Dave and I both go to Harvard, we're both bright people. He goes to Harvard and he studies 24/7 and he graduates at the top of the class. I go to Harvard. I'm a real person. I have a life, social life. I graduate to median level. You're more attractive to grad school than I am because they can only measure you against your peers. The same thing happens in grad school. So my point is, if you know you're going to go to grad school, you're better advised to go to a school where the competition isn't so keen. Don't go to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford for your undergrad. You're paying more money and the competition's tougher. If you go to a school, and I'm not saying go to a school that's not good, but go to a school that's reasonably priced. If you're going to spend a lot of money in grad school, spend it on grad school. When you go to a dentist, a doctor, a lawyer, they don't have their undergrad degree hanging on the wall. They have their terminal degree. That's the degree that's going to make you money. So there's a real misconception about that. If I go to Harvard, I'm going to get into best grad schools. No, that's not true, because they're going to measure you against who you're competing against.
That's this is advice you're only going to get from a guy like Paul at CareerAssistanceplus.com, who actually knows what he's talking about, done it for 15 years. The terminal degree is what you hang on the wall.
That's,
of course it
that's
is.
That's the big one.
You could go to DeVry. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Get into
You could go to 2 years of community college and then go to 2 years of a SUNY school for almost nothing. Like Chris, we're talking to Chris about, if you can qualify for the Excelsior Scholarship, you're not paying anything for your undergrad degree.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Let's go to more calls here. Cameron in Cambria, you're on WBN. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to mention real quick, while we're talking about college, I'm in the Army National Guard, and college for up to 4 years is 100% paid for with the New York Army National Guard. And, yeah, that goes for other states, but we're in New York, so there you go.
Cameron, you're preaching to the choir here. You're preaching to two veterans who love the service, love what we got out of it. And you know, we really encourage young people to look at the National Guard, ROTC. But as you know, Cameron, it takes some discipline to do that. I think the benefits of the military are not just they pay for your college. It's you learn that you're not the only person in the world. I was telling some of the people I work with today, I had a guy in front of me in the basic training say, "I don't want you to cut my hair like that." Well, guess what? They cut his hair like that. He didn't have a choice.
There it is. Cameron, you made a really good choice. Thank you for your service.
Right. Absolutely. I just wanted to say one more thing, though.
Go ahead.
So we have tuition assistance, and that's what covers it. But on top of that, there's the Montgomery GI Bill.
Right.
Which is now at $374. So that's $374 a month for every month you're in school. And there's also a kicker that's $350.
And you can also transfer that to a family member.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you go to school at UB, you get your $374 a month plus your $350 that you're making just in pocket. You can use on books, dorms, whatever.
Right. And it's a great plan, and you're also serving your country with distinction and honor, and that's pretty cool, you, Cameron. Hey, Cameron, I got to go to break. I'll put you on hold if you want to talk more about the National Guard. Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. UB Bulls up 8 points, closing in on the first half. Looking pretty good on Arizona State in the NCAA tournament. We are joined in studio with Paul from CollegeAssistanceplus.com. We're talking college. We have been since 3 o'clock. We want to hear your stories. We're talking student loans. I mean, yeah, we're using the news item of this scandal where parents are paying ridiculous money. But the fact is, there's a lot of things that College Assistance Plus and groups like Paul's can do. But just getting an education, you know, one of the things I picked up today, we'll take your calls, by the way, at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Paul is, you know, two takeaways from today. And the first one is how important it is to know and understand career placement.
Amen.
You cannot know why take loans out if the job you're going for, if the 1% in the job you're going for only makes $30,000 to $40,000, why would you ever go into debt $200,000 mm-hmm. on an undergrad? And the second thing is, if you want and know that you're going to achieve a postgraduate degree, that terminal diploma is far more important than anything you get to get you to the terminal diploma.
That's right.
And you're going to find out that 1 year in community college totally erases any of the mediocrity that you showed in high school. Kick butt in a community college.
Well, and you know, one of our listeners wrote in the 2+2 program, which I'm really a big advocate of. You have 2+2 programs with MCC, ECC, Clarkson, RIT, wherever there's and it doesn't have to be formal, but those programs have been formalized so you can pick up some extra credits. But I hope the listeners understand, any credit taken in a community college is much more cost effective than a 4-year school. And that's just something we recommend, right? And also, eliminates a lot of the mistakes about majors and changing careers, et cetera.
Let's go back to the phones. Lisa, very patient in Buffalo. Lisa, you're on with Paul from collegeassistanceplus.com. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, David. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm happy to have the chance to talk to you. I've been following the conversation both this week and last week about college versus trade school, and I had a few things I wanted to contribute and also talk with Paul. From my perspective, I worked in college and university for 20 years. I'm still on faculty at a local college adjunct, and I work as a private career counselor at a nonprofit agency. So the first thing I want to mention is that I'm really sorry that Paul's got the impression that College Career Center don't employ professional advisors. To a person, it generally takes a master's degree to work there, experience in coursework and vocational counseling. And the people who work there take their work really seriously. There's local associations, the Western New York Association of College Career Centers. There's RACTA, which is the Rochester Association. There's an association for SUNY professionals. And on the national level, pretty much every college career center belongs to the National Association of Colleges Employers, which is a working group both between employers and college career centers, so that conversation keeps going. So I'm going to encourage Paul to take another look at college career centers and what they can do to help students, because they are there to help.
Well, Lisa, just let me interject. You know, I certainly can't argue with your experience. In my experience as student-based, every one of our students, and we have 50-some hundred of them, I always say, I always question them, what kind of career advice are you getting in your junior and senior year? And almost to a person, there's some exceptions, but almost to a person, they'll say, well, they told me how to write a resume. And as you know, Lisa, it sounds like you're a knowledgeable professional. That's not the way you get a job. The way you get a job is by reaching out and networking.
It's absolutely. And that's why a lot of the college career centers do have programs that are designed to do that, not just job fairs, but other events. But, Paul, I also really agreed with your advice about talking to the department.
Absolutely.
Because you and I both agree that it isn't what you do as a junior and senior.
Well, Lisa, could you just reiterate that point? Because some people might have missed it. But you're saying, as Paul recommended and you're seconding, you go to the departments that you want to major in and ask them what?
What they're doing to interact with the employment community to help their students get into work. Like, what have the outcomes been?
With specifics, Lisa, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Don't just tell me generally, but tell me what you did to help David or Sam or Jill or whatever. And the more you can, and this is a bad phrase, I apologize for using it, but the more you can hold their feet to the fire, you know, before I'm going to borrow $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to send my kid to a school, I want to know what the outcome is. That's what you're talking about.
Well, and also, so the departments are really important. It isn't just the career centers. Very much so. It's everything that happens. And I think, too, that, again, David, you've had the ongoing debate on the show is, well, should it be trade school or should it be college? I love the point that Paul is driving home today about, are you going to be able to pay the money back? And you're using social work as the example. I can't imagine why anybody would pay to go to Columbia to get their MSW if they weren't going to be able to pay that back in some way. It doesn't make sense to me. But I also want to say, trade school can also be a dicey proposition as well.
Exactly.
There's a lot of pressure to enroll in schools, and a lot of the admissions people are sales representatives and bonus that way. I'm not dissing trade schools at all. I think they're hugely important. But for example, last week, I helped a person get into a culinary trade school for a 6-month program. That's $12,000.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
It's not inexpensive. Now it's an excellent program with excellent outcomes, and this person's going to have some assistance through a state program to be able to afford to do this. And the state feels good about paying for it because they know the outcomes are good. They've seen the outcomes and they've seen the experience of these people.
Lisa, let me just juxtapose that against an experience we had with one of our clients. She wanted to go to the CIA, Culinary Institute of America, and you know that's pretty pricey. But what she was doing, she was working as a creative baker at Wegmans in Rochester. And we said to her, why don't we go to Wegmans and see if they will finance you to go to a two-year college program, in this case, Finger Lakes Community College. Wegmans funded that, and she did it, and she did not have to go to CIA. And I'm not saying CIA isn't good, but she only wanted to do decorative cake baking. You really need, but I, as you know, Lisa, it sounds like you're very knowledgeable. You know, young people just don't have any idea what's out there. Let me make a point about trade school. I had my hip replaced about 7 years ago, and a young lady that came to my house to take my blood work, you know, I'm in this business, so I said, where'd you go to school? And she mentioned a for-profit college. And she had paid $21,000 to get a job where she was making $11 an hour taking blood. That's ridiculous. And you know, it's almost criminal.
I agree with you on that. And I think the thing that maybe people, that students sometimes don't understand is that I think for some people, they should go for an English degree at an elite university because their talents and their interests, their abilities and values take them in that direction and they'll make the most of it. And the other thing that I ask people to ask themselves are, what are you willing to do to be successful in that career? So they'll say, okay, well, I'll major in English and it'll just work out. But, okay, well, you need to make sure that you're writing on the school paper. You need to make sure you're taking freelance work. You need to make sure you're taking, you know, you're taking other workshops.
But if they tell you that they're going to go write for the Buffalo News or the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, those print newspapers may not be around by the time they get out of school. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Completely. No, you and I are on the same page about that. It's okay. Your talents are going to help you do this, and you want to do this. But are you willing to do what it takes to be successful in that career?
Well, you mentioned a couple adverbs that I'm very fond of. One of the things I talk to the young people about is, what are your interests? What are you passionate about? And what are your gifts? Where those three things come together is what you should do as a career pursuit.
And I think one of the things that parents can do best is not tell people, oh, well, you should be a teacher, but help them get to know themselves and say, you know, I notice you're really good with the little kids. You're very patient. You do this, you do that, so that they get to know themselves, because so often they don't know what their gifts are. They don't
right.
know that they have any. And sometimes K through 12 schools work against kids in that way, that, oh, well, if you aren't top.
Lisa, excellent conversation. Really appreciate your participation. Thank you.
Yeah, I could keep going, but thank you.
No, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Lisa. I just want to get to other calls. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBN. We've got Paul here, co-founder of College Assistance Plus, been doing this for 15 years, and so many of you have questions or just want to tell us your horror stories about student loans, colleges, postgraduate. What decision do you make? Is it associate's degree? Is it a trade school? Is it no school at all? We'd love to have Paul help you out in any decision you can make. Carter in Williamsville, you're on with Paul from College Assistance Plus. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm I called in because I'm a current senior in high school, and I've done all the college application stuff, and I'm going to Ithaca College, which Paul actually mentioned when he talked about the waitress who was an opera major. And at first, I wanted to go into music because music I'm very passionate about. I've done music all through high school, middle school. But then I started looking into, like, well, where will this music degree take me? And I wanted to do music composition, which is sort of along the lines of, like, opera or something like that. And I realized that there wasn't really, like, a structure for the job, really. It was more like freelance work. And then I started looking into some statistics, and it's the biggest music composers, like for movies and musicals and stuff, that's about a 2-3-digit number, and they're pretty much, once you are in that sort of business, it's very hard for other people to get in. And then I realized, well, I don't want to graduate and spend all this money for a
Carter, can I ask you a couple of questions, please?
Sure.
Let's hold on those questions. Carter, I'm going to put you on hold. Paul's going to ask you a few questions, but Carter's talking about going to Ithaca, wants to study music. Go ahead, Paul.
Carter, so please take these questions the way they're intended, because I really want you to have a successful career. First of all, Ithaca, as you know, is very expensive. I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know. We had a young man from Corning who went there a couple years ago. Now, what we did, what was your SAT score, Carter?
I super scored to 1530.
Okay, so that's almost Ivy League level. So Ithaca College is a moderately selective college. That means the sweet spot of their admittance is about 1110. So you're way over what they usually get. If you didn't get a $25,000 scholarship, you didn't get what you should have got. But you don't have to comment on that right now. But let me just tell you about the music program. So we had a young man who was a pianist, and we had him apply to Manhattan School of Music, Eastman School of Music, Ithaca, and Purchase. And using those other college offers, he went to Ithaca for about $6,000 or $7,000 a year. Now, I don't know, and it's not my business to know what your family's income is, but Ithaca is the same price as Cornell. Cornell's an Ivy League college. It just happens to be located in Ithaca as well. In my opinion, Ithaca is a great school, but it's one of the most overpriced schools around here because it's moderately selective and they're charging Ivy League prices. But I would caution you, this young man that I'm referring to, he graduated Ithaca and he went to school. He went to work on a cruise ship and he worked for 4 or 5 years, paid all his loans back. And now he's out in the University of Arizona and he's just got his master's degree in music theory. So, you know, a couple points about Ithaca. Make sure you get the best scholarship that you deserve, Carter, because with your SAT scores, you're a real catch for them, number one. Number two, push that, just as our previous caller said, push that the department head right to the wall about how they're going to help you find a job or an internship during school, and then proceed with great caution because it's, as you said, that industry is very selective and it's hard to make a living.
You know, those internships are huge, too. Oh, I mean, huge. It's not just about working in your field while you're going to school. Really important, Carter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to make one last comment to wrap up my story was, and I ultimately decided not to go into music. I had other passions in, like, biology and stuff like that. So I'm electing to try to go into something along professional health or biology and then capitalizing on minoring on music and the other services they offer in music, I believe, like you can take.
Well, that's a great approach. You got a plan B, a plan A, and a plan B. Anything in healthcare is good, Carter.
All right, Carter, appreciate that. We're going to wrap up this segment. But first, Steve, you have a question for Paul of collegeassistanceplus.com. Go ahead, Steve.
I do, Paul. My question, I come across these teenagers like you're talking about all the time. And, I'm going to school for this. Great. Who's going to pay you money for that? Giant question mark on their face. And my question is, where is mom and dad when these conversations are being had while they're still in high school and saying, that's great, but who's going to give you money for that?
Well, we call it, Steve, that's a great question. We call it a degree in unemployment. And if that's your goal, understand that that's what you're going to have. And that's, I can tell you that's the biggest issue we find. We find the parents don't. Many times the divorce comes in a situation, you know, so there's a couple sets of parents. But you really have to have that conversation early on with your student about what do you really want to do, how much money can you make, and then tie that to how much we can pay for college.
And then just like the other guy said, the previous caller, he said, you know, he's really passionate about music, and that's awesome. I'm really passionate about a lot of things. Give me money for.
Yeah, exactly.
I can have an avocation.
Right.
I need a vocation. Because the gas company doesn't care about my passion.
Well done, Steve. You win. Well done. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for your time. Excellent 2 hours that you spent with us. Appreciate
that.
Thank you, Dave. It's collegeassistanceplus.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.